A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord says this, I am now going to open your graves. I mean to raise you from your graves, my people, and lead you back to the soil of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, my people. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you will live. And I shall resettle you on your own soil. And you will know that I, the Lord, have said and done this. It is the Lord who speaks. Word of the Lord.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption, Israel indeed God will redeem from all its iniquity. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. People who are interested only in unspiritual things can never be pleasing to God. Your interests, however, are not in the unspiritual, but in the spiritual, since the Spirit of God has made his home in you. In fact, unless you possessed the Spirit of Christ, you would not belong to him. Though your body may be dead, it is because of sin. But if Christ is in you, then your spirit is life itself, because you have been purified, justified. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your own mortal bodies through his spirit living in you. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Martha and Mary sent this message to Jesus. Lord, the man you love is ill. On receiving the message, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death, but in the glory, and through it the Son of God will be glorified. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he learned that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was for 2 more days before saying to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea." On arriving, Jesus found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. When Martha heard that Jesus had come, she went out to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatever you ask of God, he will grant you." "Your brother," said Jesus to her, "will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she said. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world." Jesus said in great distress and with a sigh that came straight from the heart, "Where have you put him?" They said, "See how much he loved him." But there were some who remarked, "He opened the eyes of the blind who could not see and has not prevented this man's death." Still sighing, Jesus reached the tomb. It was a cave with a stone to close the opening. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha said to him, "Lord, by now he will smell. This is the 4th day. Jesus replied, "Have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing my prayers. I knew indeed that you always hear me, but I speak for the sake of those who stand round me, so that they may believe it was you who sent me." When he had said this, he cried out aloud, "Lazarus, here, come out." The dead man came out, his feet and hands bound with bands of stuff like a cloth that was also round his face. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him, let him go free." Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and seen what he did believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today, we are entering the 5th and last week of Lent. This will be followed by Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, and finally the Holy Week that will reach its peak on Easter Sunday. In today's Gospel, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live." John chapter 11, verse 25. Death and resurrection are the themes that permeates today's scripture lessons. The 3 readings of today fit beautifully together as they tell us of death yielding to a new way of life. Today we have the story of the raising of Lazarus from dead to bring him back to life, symbolizing that Jesus himself is the resurrection and life. Those who believe in him will never die but will live with him forever. The story opens with the announcement that Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, is ill. Jesus' immediate response is to say that this illness will not result in the death of Lazarus, but that it will be an occasion for God's glory to reveal to all and for glory to come to his son also. Though we are told he had a deep love for Lazarus and his sisters, he remained in the same place for another 2 days. Eventually, he announced to his disciples that they were going to Judea and Bethany, the home of Lazarus, were situated. The disciples immediately show their consent towards Jesus, as the place was dangerous for him and people already tried to stone him. Jesus' response is that of courage, saying that the dead time is the time for getting things done, and when the night comes, nothing can be done. So in the entire episode, Jesus is a central figure who challenged each participant in the episode by clarifying the central issue, that is, the real meaning of death and life. To be raised from death or to be alive means to be in a living and loving relationship with Jesus, who teaches us that resurrection and life are a call to be united with him. The resurrection and life truly gives us the right relationship with Jesus and the Spirit. The gospel story reminds us that Jesus, who called his friend back to earthly life, has the power to give eternal life. It tells us that though our living faith in Jesus, all our physical bodies will be raised in the final resurrection. For he is life and the resurrection. And there lies the source of our hope. And there we see light in the darkness of death. So the question for us today is, do we sincerely believe, like Martha, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that Christ has conquered death and sin through his own death and resurrection? I am the resurrection and the life. The life here is not the biological life, but eternal life, a life with God. For Jesus promises, whoever believes in me will never die. Therefore, resurrection is not an event at the end of time. Jesus is the resurrection, and he who believes in him is already risen as a new creation. He who believes in Jesus will put on the new man and lead a new life, a life of hope and love. The raising of Lazarus from death is an indication of what Jesus does for us today. He calls us away from all that leads to death, namely sin. We are called symbolically to resurrect ourselves from sin to grace by partaking in the sacrament of reconciliation. Death can take place even while we live. Without Christ, we are dead. Eternal life is not a future event. It is here and now. Living in the spirit of Jesus, in love and love for God, we have a foretaste of life eternal in Christ, the life in fullness.